The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We gon' do what they say can't be done.
You heard me.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and watch old Bandit run.
You see him.
How can we not see him right now?
You see him.
How can we not? Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Fiona Gilly, you guys with us.
We got a run to make.
We are making a run. Welcome on in. So much to talk about. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a day after a complete and total beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys.
Down.
A 28-point victory. The Eagles went to Dallas. They end the Cowboys season. 5 wins in a row. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if the cake tastes good, can't even talk. If the cake tastes good, you can't complain about the way it was made, man.
Those.
I got excited. Yeah, you got me. I was excited.
Well,
we started
off singing, so you know we're in a good mood. And we're all in a good mood today.
I was throwed off.
Yeah, it's okay. You know why? Because we have a football team right now. And Hugh, you came in today, and you know, we had the idea, let's play Eastbound and Down. And, you know, we got the idea for this bus trip to New Orleans. And I'll be honest with you. Every time we've talked about this, it has been a fun idea,
yeah.
But I haven't really yet pictured myself on a bus with 50 of our listeners heading down from
50.
Philadelphia to New Orleans.
50, 55, 60.
I don't know what the number is. 70, whatever. Whatever we could fit on the bus. Hugh, I haven't actually thought it was. You know, I thought it was a possibility, but not a reality. And watching yesterday and watching the Eagles dismantle the Cowboys end their season.
It was a beautiful thing to see, too.
Dominate 5 wins in a row on the back of a top 5 defense in the NFL right now. And Jalen Hurts bounced back from some struggles early, but obviously finished off with 4 touchdowns and playing really well. It's hard not to think Super Bowl right now. And I know we got a long way to go, but boy, oh boy, Hugh, yesterday they did exactly what I thought they should do. They took apart a team that stinks. The Cowboys are bad. That quarterback stinks. Lance can't play when he came in. And you always say, beat them. Beat them because they're bad.
Beat them because they're bad.
And the Eagles went down to Dallas, and they put an exclamation point. Their first win there since 2017, which we know ended in a Super Bowl trip. Hugh Douglas, I'm thinking big because the Eagles are playing some of the best football in the NFL. What's your reaction to that victory yesterday, Hugh?
Hey, they're playing with a lot of confidence. I had an epiphany yesterday, man.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I'm watching the game, and I'm watching the way that this defense is playing. I'm watching how the offense struggled early on. Mm-hmm. I'm watching how it looked like my prediction was going to come true. It was a little bit – you sweated it for the beginning of the game because it looked like it might be a little bit of a slog.
Well, it was slog the first half, really.
And when the defense started playing well, man, and they started getting those takeaways and, you know, cats flying all over the place, I was like, damn, I might have to shave. I was like, okay, so now I start trying to figure out, you know, because you said the beard, so now I'm trying to look for – a compromise in this situation. Like, I'm like, oh, a soul patch is cool. The Flavor Saver. I'll just cut the Flavor Saver and see what it looks like. But I was like, you know, I still got time, but they're playing well, man. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And I even took back that take that I had about Zach Bond because it's something to be said about playing with confidence. And this team right now, this defense, is playing with a lot of confidence, man. They got a lot of moving parts out there. They have a committee pass rush. No question about that. They're pass rush by committee. And they're doing well. They're playing well. Secondary's playing well. Cooper DeJean showed me some things yesterday. Quinyon Mitchell still hasn't gotten an interception, but, man, that man is sticky in coverage. So, yeah, I was like, damn, I might go in and shave.
Well, you might have to shave your beard because this defense is going to allow less than 17 a game, and we might be headed towards something special this year. 215-592-9494. All right, obviously yesterday was kind of a weird start. You mentioned it, Hugh. They had the two turnovers by Jalen Hurts in the first half with the interception in the end zone, the fumble by their own goal line. But much like the Green Bay game in week one, the defense stood up and didn't allow the Cowboys, because the Cowboys could have easily gotten two cheap touchdowns, right? Mm-hmm. And then this game would have been a little bit different. It would have been a little bit hairy until they middle of the third quarter or whatever. And no, I never got that way, because the Eagles defense continues to just be so much different than they were a year ago. These guys could play. You mentioned Quinyon. Cooper DeJean has been a total difference maker. Zach Bond, I said to you, I think last week and yesterday, just like offhand, he's a pro bowler. Mm-hmm. Now forget that. He might be an all pro. That's how good he has played this season.
Yeah,
he's been bald. He's been everywhere. They're getting production out of everyone on the defensive side of the football. And then the offense, they have so many ways to beat you. So many ways to beat you. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts bounced back from the rough start, finished strong, 4 touchdowns. And Hugh, as we come in here today, as the Cowboys season is dead and the Eagles season is very much alive, leading towards something huge on Thursday
something
night.
Something special.
Commanders coming in here. We'll get to all that as the week goes on and the day goes on. But the two things that are standing out to me and why I do believe this team has Super Bowl, you know, real chances.
Real aspirations
to make the Super Bowl. Two things. One is obviously the defense. They're second in the NFL now in yards per play allowed. They have become a top five, top six defense really fast here. And I know, and we'll talk about it, they haven't played the best offenses and best teams. Yesterday, Cooper Rush stinks. But some of the numbers they're putting up, I mean, it's, you know, you look at all the categories now, Hugh. They're right there near the top of the NFL. And listen to this stat. Cowboys yesterday, second team in the history of the NFL to complete 17 passes and finish yet with less than 50 passing yards. Okay, that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
The only other team to do that, Hugh, was the Giants 3 weeks ago against the Eagles defense. So they've now done this twice in a three-week span.
Making history.
Dominating on the defense side of the football. And the other reason I'm thinking Super Bowl this morning, and I can't believe I'm saying this after the start of the season, but Jalen Hurts is quietly putting up some great stats, great numbers, and playing like a candidate to win the MVP. I'm telling you, you look at Jalen Hurts compared to the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL, we nitpick everything.
Mm-hmm.
His passer rating is higher than it was 2 years ago when he was second in the MVP. His completion percentage is higher than it was 2 years ago when he finished second in the MVP. Hugh, I know the beginning of that game yesterday was a little choppy with Jalen,
yeah,
but he is really, this last 4 or 5 weeks since the bye, he's playing some good football.
Yeah, man, you know he threw for 202 yards. You're talking about that QBR rating. His passer rating was 115. His QBR wasn't that great, but still. You talk about a guy who started off rocky, but then he got it together, had one interception, you know, had been taking care of the football up until that point. But no, he's playing well. He's playing well, and his team is winning football games. And, you know, you're talking about rushing for over 187 yards. Well, 187 yards. So, yeah, they're in a good spot right now. They're trending in the right direction at the right time.
Look, they run the ball as well as anybody in the NFL. They're getting top 10 quarterback play right now. They're getting top 5 defensive play. I mean, you add those things together, that's a Super Bowl kind of team. That's what it looks like right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. And he mentioned that defense, keeping them in it early when they did have those couple turnovers.
You know, that kind of happened in the Brazil game, too, against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think after our turnover, was huge to keep it at 7-3. But they played. I just thought that they played. They started fast. They played great throughout the entire game. We tackled. I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well. Those guys on that football team on the Cowboys have some guys that can really do some damage with the ball in their hands. CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, obviously Zeke and 23. They got a lot of guys that can and Turbin.
I like the 20. Just throw 23 in there. No, he's
throw it in there.
He's right too about the defense. I mean, the defense. It's one thing to have a great game defensively, but it's another thing to make the stops when you need them. And early in that game yesterday, Hugh, the stops they made changed the whole tenor of the game. Like, once the Cowboys didn't score, on the two chances they had to score deep in their own territory, the game was over. I mean, the Cowboys were not going to put together four, five, six drives. They needed to use their short fields, and they didn't do it. And then, of course, Sirianni commenting on Jalen Hurts, who continues to really be one of the better quarterbacks in the league since the bye. His numbers are outstanding. Even with the turnovers yesterday, he finished the play really strong. Here's Sirianni on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, obviously didn't start the way we wanted it to start. But there's something to be said for guys that can rebound and play a really good game after things don't go right early on. You know, we'll want some of those plays back. He'll want some of those plays back. But great great job handling adversity, putting his head down, continuing to work. You know, again, I say it to you guys all the time. He's a winner. He knows how to win. He knows, you know, every game's not going to be perfect. And I'm really proud of him and how he responded to a slow start and helped lead us to a victory.
Well, he did. I thought he actually, early in the game, he was taking too many sacks, held the ball a little bit too long.
A little bit.
And he had the interception.
He made his offensive line upset when he took one of those sacks.
And the fumble, obviously. Yeah. But I thought, just looks-wise yesterday, just my eye, the eye test, he looked good. I didn't notice
that. He got over quick, man. You know, he started the game. He looked a little rocky. And I tweeted out his offensive line was probably mad at him on one of those sacks that he took. And he got it together. That's all you could ask for. The outcome, that's why I say you can't complain about the way the cake was made if the cake's good. Man.
Well, the cake's really good right now. And I thought just he looked good yesterday. The ankle doesn't seem to be, or whatever that is.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, we was all looking for it. I didn't see anything.
No, he moves really well. I mean, his passer rating completion percentage are better than they were 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts is playing well. And if he's playing like this, even with the up and down yesterday, and they're getting this kind of defense, they're a Super Bowl contender. 215-592-9494. Let's revel in the Cowboys' demise and talk about the Eagles in the context of the Super Bowl. They're right there. They're one game behind Detroit for the one seed in the NFC. They are now atop the NFC East with the Commanders coming in here on Thursday night. Kyle, how you feeling the day after the Eagles go to Dallas and win by four touchdowns?
I'm not afraid anymore. I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, guys. I don't know how you can't. With the way that this defense is playing, I would even say, this is going to sound crazy because we know what that 22 defense did with all those sacks.
Uh-oh.
I think this defense is better. I would take this defense against top quarterbacks like 9 times out of 10 over that 22 defense.
So, well, the sample so far is what? Love and Burrow?
Sure.
Do we count Cousins or is he a little bit below that?
You can count Cousins.
All right. I think if we look at that, they've held their own against those guys.
They sure have.
And they have dominated the bad quarterbacks.
They really have crushed them. And the one against Joe Burrow, the 17 points on the road in Cincinnati as underdogs against Joe Burrow, was something I would never expect the 22 defense to do, even as good as they were. I think this defense is a Super Bowl defense. The quarterback's making plays with his legs. Like, he looks like a playmaker, a weapon out there again. And then if you just look around the rest of the league, like you kind of mentioned it, we nitpick all the details about this team and the way they win. But I don't see – last season there was the 49ers, and everyone's like, man, they are a step above everybody else in the league.
They were, yeah.
They ended up losing in the Super Bowl ultimately to the Chiefs. But you knew, like, the Niners were the team that everyone was sort of looking up at. I don't see that team this year. I know the Lions are 8-1, but 5 interceptions from Jared Goff yesterday, that's a performance that is very beatable. The Eagles could beat the Lions playing like that. I don't see one team where I'm like, man, they are head and shoulders better than the Eagles. And when you put it that way, I don't know how you can't be thinking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think this week is going to be a great measuring stick. You talk about that game that the Commodores had against the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. That was a pretty good game. And it was a back-and-forth affair for most of it. But the Pittsburgh Steelers were able to win. And, you know, they're frothing at the mouth. They're a young team. And I think that this is going to be a good measuring stick for this defense because Jayden Daniels can move, man, and he gets the ball out of his hands quick. So I can't wait to see them up against the Commodores.
Well, the fun part is that we have this game. I mean, guys, at 2-2, even if you were very optimistic, did you really think 5 weeks later we'd be right here? I didn't think there was any chance. I mean, I thought the Eagles would get better after the bye, but I didn't think there was any chance we'd be here talking about the Super Bowl on November 11th. I mean, it's incredible how far this has come, how well this football team has played. And boy, it is fun to do it at Cowboys' expense. I mean, that team...
Yeah, Jerry was hot.
They are dead. Like dead. And I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be good again for a while. That's a bad football team. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Eagles win? They go to Dallas, win by four touchdowns. The defense continues to look like one of the top five or six defenses in the whole NFL. This offense beats you in a lot of ways. Fangio's made a big difference. Man, there's a lot to look forward to the rest of the season. Strength Thursday, as Hugh said. And, of course, do you feel it? Are you starting to think about it? The Super Bowl with a team that 5 weeks ago could get out of its own way. 215-592-9494. We start with Chris in Middletown on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Veterans Day, man.
Happy Veterans Day. Hey, thank you to all the veterans out there. Thank you for saying it, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Hugh?
Yes.
Hugh, I got a message, man. I'll meet you at your house, all right, man? Because you know what?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we're doing? He's bound and I'm loaded up in trunk.
You know it.
We're headed to war.
You know it. That's what it feels like.
He's bound and down, loaded up in trunk. Are we going to do what they say can be done?
We're taking a bus. You know,
You're not driving.
The
bandit didn't ride on the bus. The bandit was in the Camaro. He was in the Trans Am.
No. You're on the bus.
You're going to take a sidecar?
Hugh. It was the Trans Am, Hugh.
Yeah, I caught it a Camaro, didn't I? It was a Trans Am.
Yeah.
The Firebird.
No, not a Firebird. That's a different car. It's a Trans Am.
It's the Firebird Trans Am.
No, it's not that.
Okay, my bad.
All right. Damn, Hugh.
I'm messing it up. Stop.
Hugh, you know what else, man? Talk about oil, man. I got the clippers all oiled up, dude. They're ready to go. I'm going to cut through that beard.
I still got time, but I got time.
You're in trouble.
But I'm starting to wrap my mind around the fact that I might be going down there with a flavor saver.
You might be going clean. You might be going baby face.
Yeah, baby face.
Hey, so guys, stick with this theme of the Veterans Day. You know, I'm actually going to my daughter's school today. My father-in-law are going to go. We were Army vets, and the U.S. Army had a saying. Always was that Rangers lead the way. Well, Hugh, you know what? For this Eagles team, it's the Thundercats lead the way.
Thundercats,
right? Yeah, all the way. And you know what? To Darius, he's cooked, okay? He needs to move out of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and just let that man do what he does best, because that defense looks so much better with Rogers out there than it does with Slay. I'm so tired of Slay grabbing, getting penalties because he's just old Father Time's undefeated, and he's beating Darius right now. So, guys, I'm going to let you go. You got a lot to go to, but I have a question for you. Where was Geriatric Jerry yesterday? Where did he go? He wasn't up in the box.
Yeah, they showed Steven, and there was the empty seat next to Steven Jones. You're right, Chris. I don't know where. Now, he did talk after the game. We have some good audio. Chris, we pushed the phone call. We'll get to it. We're going to revel in the Cowboys' misery as the show goes on.
Jerry looks sick.
Oh, Jerry's in a bad way. Mike is, you know, ripping the coach. You got got CD.
I did not hear that.
Oh, it's so good. There's no respect down there for what they got going on. But I don't know where Jerry went. I was looking for him. I wanted the more camera shots on Jerry Jones yesterday, but it was fun. And I think it made it even better that it was Tony Romo on the call. Like, Romo had to be there watching the Cowboys get crushed in Dallas. Eagles hadn't won there since 2017, and they didn't. Yeah, Hugh, you should be worried about that beard, because this defense has really become something way better than any of us thought they could be.
No, they're playing well right now. I'm not worried about it, because it'll grow back. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the price that I have to pay in order to make it to Louisiana, so be it. You know what I didn't like, though? I mean, I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself.
Uh-oh.
The whole, like, them trying to sneak this Philadelphia a little bit. Jim Nance and Romo.
Oh, we'll get to that, yeah.
I don't really like how.
Did you expect anything less?
I don't really like how the Eagles try to sneak this to media either. I'm a media member now.
It's good to know.
I'm a little salty about the sneak this and that's going on. But if it's motivation for them to play well, then so be it.
Well, whatever's working. I mean, it's working. Look, they are 5-0 in the head shape Sirianni era. I mean, this is beyond just a couple weeks. I mean, this is 5-0 with Sirianni with the short hair. If they want to use us to fuel them, go for it.
And I'll say this, awesome, though, guys. Too. It's okay to be crazy as long as you're getting results. Like sometimes, you remember the 18?
Of course.
And who was the dude that was crazy? Not Face, not B.A. I can't think of his name. But he was the crazy one. Murdoch.
Yes.
Murdoch. But, you know, they need Murdoch. Murdoch was the dude that flew the choppers and everything. Mm-hmm. So every now and then, it's okay to be Murdoch. You know, Murdoch gets stuff done.
Well, that's what you need. You need to do that.
That's what this team is right now. They're Murdoch. The coach was Murdoch, and he's getting stuff done right now.
Murdoch murdered the Cowboys yesterday. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo.
Chuck.
Yo, Julio. What's the dealio here? What's up, here?
What's up,
How
man?
How we doing, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. What are you guys watching? I mean, are you kidding me? Listen, I want to be excited, too, man. I hope I'm wrong, right? But you're talking about Cleveland, Jacksonville, Giants, in Dallas. Those teams are dreadful. I'm serious. I mean, dreadful. I mean, you know, those teams are.
You left out Cincinnati, man.
Oh, yeah, Cincinnati.
Well, to be fair, Chuck, before you go on, to be fair, and I obviously Cincinnati's the best of those teams they've played the last 5 weeks. Cincinnati also has a losing record. I mean, Chuck, I understand your point. The five teams they've beat since the bye have a combined record of 10-35. They've beat some bad teams, really bad teams.
I mean, yeah, they have. I know you have to beat who's in front of you. I get that. But I tell you, the next few days, you're going to see if this team's a Super Bowl contender or not. Because it's about to get real. Okay? Because you got the Redskins. I believe you got Baltimore.
The Commodores.
You got the Commodores. I'm sorry.
No,
you got these guys coming up, man. And it's about to get real. You're going to see if this team is really a Super Bowl contender. Listen, the defense, I love the defense. Zach Bond, what a gem. You know, whoever they found him at, you know, and I was lucky enough to meet the guy in Holt Cigar Lounge or Ashton's. And, you know, gentleman, real nice guy, took a picture with him, thorough guy, and he's a great player. But, you know, this team, they need a bona fide pass rusher. Howie dropped the ball, you know, to me at the trade deadline. And the quarterback, you know, Joe, you say he has these numbers, you know, where so, yeah, his numbers look good. But, I mean, he leads a lot of throws on the field, man. You know, he had a play-action play yesterday where it developed so beautifully. You know, under center, play action fake, the defense was drawn in, and he just didn't pull the trigger. AJ was running wide open down the sideline. He just didn't pull the trigger. Those are plays that you got to make in the playoffs to beat a team like Detroit. You don't have second chances like that to beat a team like that, man. Those guys put points on the board. You know, you've seen them guys yesterday, Detroit and the Texans. They were going back and forth, man, because the quarterback play is subpar, man. You know, yeah, Jared Goff fell off a little bit yesterday. I mean, for the most part, to beat that team, you're going to have to put up points on the board. Mm-hmm. You can't leave a lot of points on the field. And he does that far too often for me to believe this is a Super Bowl contending team. This is a great test coming up on Thursday. I cannot wait. This is the game I was waiting for. And I tell you, everybody's going to be in there like it's a playoff game. I'm looking forward to Thursday night to see if this team really is a Super Bowl contending team.
Well, we're going to find out.
I want to see you down there.
Yeah.
I really do. But I want to find out if they're a Super Bowl contending team by playing somebody that is on the level that we're on. 7-2 versus 7-3. For the division. Let's go.
It's going to be fun. And Chuck, it's really four of the next five. That they're going to play some good teams coming up, right? Commanders. Then they're going to go to Los Angeles play the Rams. That will not be an easy game. Then they go to Baltimore and play the Ravens. They have a little stop off with a bad team against Carolina here, but then the Steelers come in. So, you know, they're about to see some good football teams. They haven't for a while. We shall see how they do. I will point out, though, and Chuck's right, and no one can pretend these teams they've played the last 5 weeks are good. They're not.
No, and nobody's trying to.
They're bad.
But they all get paid.
But
they all make way more money than we do.
In 2017, In 2017, the Eagles pumped up a 13-win season by beating a lot of bad teams. They beat the Redskins, the Giants, the Chargers, the Cardinals.
Bad division.
I'm going back to 2017 in my mind. Washington was bad. The Giants were bad. Arizona was bad. Washington again. San Francisco was terrible. Denver was terrible. I mean, they got out to 8-1, 9-1. They got to 10-1, I think, with just one win over a playoff team. Like, well, that happens some years.
They're embarrassing the bad teams.
That's it.
Like, that was a huge difference from last season where we're scraping by
and
against the same
howls
of the world.
Yes.
We're killing teams now.
And that's why I didn't buy last year at 10-1 because they barely beat Mac Jones. They barely beat Sam Howell.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, see, he stinks. He stunk again yesterday when he had to play. When you if you play bad teams, crush them. The Eagles are crushed them. Now the test comes. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Are you thinking Super Bowl with this Eagles team? It's hard not to. Or do you need to see more? How the wind sounded on WIP. We'll have that next with a Merrill montage plus some audio from Jim Nance and Tony Romo shaming us. That's next. It's the Midday Show after a Cowboys beatdown on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.